In Scarlet Town where I was bound, there was a fair maid dwelling, whom I had chosen to be my bride, and her name it was Barbara Allen. 'Twas in the merry month of May, when green buds they were swelling, this young man on his deathbed lay, for the love of Barbara Allen. He sent his man unto the town, to the house where she was dwelling. My master's sick, and he calls for you. If your name it be Barbara Allen, so slow, I got she up. So slow, I came she to him. And all she said when she reached his bed is, "Young man, I think you're dying. Oh, sick I am, and very, very sick, and death is on me dwelling. But one kiss from you could cure me now. One kiss from Barbara Allen. One kiss from me you never shall get, nor any young man breathing. A kiss from me you never shall get, if your heart's blood were a spilling. Do you remember last fortnight? It was at my father's dwelling. You passed the drink to the ladies all, and you slighted Barbara Allen. Oh no, oh no, oh no, cried he. I think you are mistaken. I passed the drink to the ladies all, and my heart to Barbara Allen. He turned his pale face to the wall, for death was on him dwelling. Farewell, farewell, my kind friends all, and adieu, dear Barbara Allen. As she went walking out one day, she heard the bells a-knelling, and every one seemed to say to her, hard-hearted Barbara Allen. She looked east and she looked west. She saw his cold corpse coming. Oh, bearers, bearers, lay him down, that I might look upon him. The more she looked, the more she grieved. She bursted out to crying. I once could have saved this sweet man's life. It was just for want of trying. Oh, mother, mother, make my bed, and make it long and narrow. Sweet William died for me today. I shall die for him tomorrow. Oh, father, my grave, and dig it deep and narrow. Sweet William died of pure true love, and I shall die of sorrow. They buried him in the old churchyard, and they buried Barbara nigh him, and from his grave sprung a red, red rose, and from Barbara's grave a briar. They grew and grew up the old church wall, until they could grow no higher, and there they twined in a true lover's knot, the red rose and the briar.